We go to the phone lines here on KODY. I'm pleased to welcome in Ryan Purdy, president of Mid Plains Community College, and also Daniel Stidman joining us as well, the marketing director for MPCC, joining us to discuss the Board of Governors meeting this week. But gentlemen, first have to mention the excitement that was brewing yesterday at Mid Plains Community College with some groundbreaking work, Mr. Purdy.
We did. So we kicked off the 4 o'clock kind of the board day with a groundbreaking for the Health and Science Center expansion. It was something that we had anticipated that would be needed back when we did our facility master plan in 2017. And we kind of got started with the fundraising campaign for that project right before COVID hit. I think it was the fall of 19. And then obviously COVID hit and kind of derailed the project and the fundraising campaign. But as I mentioned in my comments, is that we knew there was a shortage before in the health occupations that we provide. And obviously with the mass exodus we saw in healthcare workers, it really validated the need to continue with the facility. So we're excited about the opportunity to provide some additional training and for our first responders and EMTs, paramedics, and then obviously our LPN and RN nursing. So exciting for that facility to start to take some shape. And fall of 2023, we hope to cut the ribbon.
And this is going to be a top-of-the-line facility, as is expected with any time we have these facilities with our wonderful community college system. But I was doing a little bit of reading about this, Mr. Purdy, and it sounds like this is going to be especially hands-on training, top-of-the-line for our EMT specifically.
Yeah, and so we've been looking for an ambulance-type box simulator to simulate what those first responders can expect, and we've stumbled across, but we've come across a company that does provide it's on pneumatic, so I think it's driven by air. But what we're looking at is this will allow us to take a GoPro almost, stick it on the hood of your car, and drive around town.
Oh, cool.
And then we can program that into the ambulance box. And so if there's a street where we know there's a great big dip, we could simulate that that's the track they're taking to the hospital and they're trying to maybe intubate or, put an IV in a patient in the back of the ambulance, and to know, boom, here's that bump, mm-hmm. Here's that road noise, if you will.
Sure.
But it will allow us in high stress situations on how to be able to care for those patients. So that's one of the pieces. But, as we look at our RNs and their level of clinical experience they need, Great Plains Health is the only regional medical center that provides really that wide variety of experience. The rest of our hospitals are more critical access. They take them, obviously, if they can't treat them, they'll send them to the regional medical center. So our clinical sites is really limited as far as the RN side. So we're going to have some high fidelity simulation in this building to really create as much lifelike simulation experiences as possible. Can never replace the full human, real life experience, but we want to get as close as we can to make sure that we're churning out great nurses, great first responders that our public relies on and will take care of the patients when they're in the hospital. So it's going to be pretty high tech, but I think it's going to help us close that gap with our, especially with our nurses.
Awful lot of excitement with that groundbreaking ceremony yesterday on the expansion of one of the newest facilities and newer buildings here with Mid Plains Community College. But like you said too, Mr. Purdy, this is something that's been in the works and definitely been planned since that health and science building was put in the ground. Was that about 2013, 2012 range?
So August 22nd, we will have celebrated our 10-year ribbon cutting. So
wow.
Right at 10 years.
That's amazing. Now, Mr. Purdy, Board of Governors meeting yesterday followed the groundbreaking ceremony like you said, sir.
Yes. It was quite a few action items that we had, not really a lot of in-depth ones or controversial ones. So I'll just run down these real quick. We did introduce the board to Kim Corgan, who's running for Board of Governors District 1, a seat that's currently held by Alexis Davidson. Alexis has decided to not run again, so Kim has agreed to step in and run for that office. And so she currently is the registrar for McCook High School. So great to have a high school partner there as well. So we just kind of have, that type of flavor at the board and let them have their what their experience is with our relationship with high school. So that
sure.
We're excited to have Kim there, but she was in town. So we welcomed her to the board meeting to not participate, but observe. So Kim was there. And then obviously consent agenda, we have to take care of the housekeeping, the financial reports, and the minutes of the previous meetings, and those were passed on consent. We had some bills to pay, about $2 million in bills, some of that for obviously some contractual services with some of the facilities that are working right now, summer projects. We did approve a couple of student clubs. Mind Matters will be led by our psychology instructor, really looking at the mental health and some mental awareness situation type of things with our students. And so this is a group that's been operating unofficially for about a year. And so we did have Courtney there to talk about the club with the board, and they were excited to have someone that kind of a support group, but really it kind of is. We know that when students are engaged and they have things to do outside of class, they have a better chance of succeeding. And so the purpose of these clubs really is to give those students a group or a sense of belonging with another group of like-minded individuals. So that's what that one does. The Shield was postponed. That's more of a pep band. You're going to see maybe at ball games again. Okay. To create a little bit of energy at the games. And so Kristen Simpson, our music instructor, was unable to be there, but she'll be there in July. So we postponed that one, but you'll see that one in July. And then the Light Company is another one, again, student-driven. A very broad, non-denominational, Christian-based group of students to just be able to congregate and talk and relate to each other. So that one, the students were there last night to talk about kind of some of their activities and meetings and how they go to different churches and just really kind of learn about those types of things.
Awesome.
A couple of program reviews, obviously Auto Body and Auto Technology, two of our staples on North Campus. Both have seen an increase in enrollments in this past year and anticipate good enrollments for next year.
Great.
But be required by Accordion Commission for them to have these reviews every few years. And so this was their year to do so.
And obviously we had a recent graduation ceremonies as well throughout the community, Mr. Purdy, that had wonderful attendance and probably one of the highlights of your calendar year, I would imagine.
It really is. You know, this year was kind of the first year we were pretty much normal. You know, we didn't require masks when they came back last fall. Obviously, we just continued to tell people, you know, social distance. And I think kind of COVID kind of created that mindset that we just social distance. But stay home if you're sick. And we didn't have any disruptions. We had, I think our numbers never really even hit over 20 as far as students that were out all year. And so it was fantastic to have a packed gym, have commencement. We did learn from COVID and just from previous years that nurse pinning, nurses bring a lot of support to those commencements. And so during COVID, we decided to have split the nurses out from the general North Platte commencement. And good thing we did because our general commencement was packed. And I would say there were 200 to 300 nursing student friends and family that joined that one. So
that's great.
I think that's going to be here to stay.
Good, good. And Daniel, as we look at it too, there's a lot of excitement going on with the athletics. I was really excited this week to get the release on one of our local athletes with Mariah Gardner signing for Mid Plains Community College. She's a tremendous student athlete. I'm looking forward to watching her extend her career with MPCC.
Yeah, you know, it's always great to bring in local talent for the coaches, and I know that they're not done finalizing their rosters and stuff for next athletic year, so they're still hitting trail and trying to get a few more so they can be really competitive next year on the court and on the field.
And gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add today?
Yeah, I think that's about it. We don't meet in June. We'll be back at it in July, so hopefully we'll have a nice summer, some moisture, and everybody stay safe.
Looking forward to Nebraska Land Days too, I would imagine, Ryan.
We are, yeah. We always this cowboy kickball event that they donate the funds to the rodeo team. Generates quite a buzz around here.
Good, good. Rightfully so. As always, gentlemen, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again in July, and I'm sure we'll see you both out and about next month with the excitement of Nebraska Land Days.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
That, again, is Ryan Purdy, president of Mid Plains Community College, joining us here on KODY's Mugs of the Morning for a Board of Governors meeting recap.